This is the Red Sox Precap with your hosts, Keaton DeRocher and Shelley Verstrait. Part of the Over the Monster Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Red Sox Precap Podcast, podcast from the Over the Monster Podcast Network, where we review the series that just ended for the Red Sox and or recap it, I guess, keeping the words, and preview the upcoming series that they will play. Shelley, we had a weird one, just a two-game series with the Phillies, and it all happened in a day yesterday.
Yeah, it was like totally weird. I had to like double check the schedule to make sure I was looking at it right. Kind of a weird little setup here.
Yeah, off days made things a bit complicated, and then so it ended up just being a doubleheader. Last time the Red Sox and Phillies met, it was a two-game series, and they split, just like they did in this series. So we'll dive on in. Game one, the Phillies walked it off 6-5. Bit of a brutal game for the Red Sox bullpen. Martin Perez also kind of struggled here. He went 5 innings, gave up 4 runs, 6 walks, only 2 strikeouts.
Yikes.
Not ideal.
Yeah.
Matt Barnes ended up giving up the other 2 runs, blowing the save in the bottom of the 7th. Shelley, we thought maybe the 7-game series would actually, or 7-inning game would have helped the Red Sox in the Perez start, assuming that he could go 5, then they wouldn't have much left to close it out with their bullpen. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case, as Matt Barnes blew a save. Last season, Matt Barnes led the American League in blown saves, even though he was only the closer for half the season. He hasn't been the closer all that long now, and again, he leads the American League in blown saves. Is he just not closer material?
Yeah, I as much as it kills me to say this, I don't think that he is. I just think that, you know, just like these high stress situations and just maybe just, you know, just being the closer is just maybe too much for him. I mean, I still believe in the stuff. I just kind of think that it kind of maybe gets in his head a little bit and it, kind of goes awry.
Yeah. Barnes has 4 saves, and he's blown 3, so it's basically like a 50-50 crapshoot at this point. Although last year he also had 4 saves and blow 8. So I guess he's improved, then, is what that says.
Hey, there's some faint praise right there.
Yeah, Rafael Devers, he hit 2 home runs in this game. Bobby Dalbec also hit a home run, and same with Alex Verdugo. We'll get to Bobby Dalbec in a second, but back to Martin Perez. We've now had 2 pretty poor starts sandwiched in between what was probably his best start of the year. His ERA sits at 4.40. What are your thoughts here on Perez? Is he kind of regressing into the Perez we knew coming in, or are you still confident that, you know, he's the Red Sox best starter?
Well. I guess both can be correct because I just still
That's
think.
True.
That he, I mean, I still think that he's our best starter, which, that's not ideal. But I do think that this is kind of what we're going to expect from Perez. We're kind of get some good ones and some bad ones. I mean, 6 walks, like that's just crazy. I mean, he's just really had trouble with the walks, like. That cutter, while it's good, it's really, really off the plate. And he just, you know, if they just lay off of it, it's going to just, you know, just have like a lot of walks. So I just think that this is just par for the course. I just wish it maybe be a little bit more consistent than like really good and really bad, because it just, you know, gives me heartburn. But I just think that this is who he is.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. Chavis was in the outfield playing left field for the first time in his pro career. What were your thoughts of him out there?
It was kind of interesting. I didn't really know what to expect. But I guess if you're trying to, you know, give Chavis some at-bats and give other people at-bats, just trying to figure out things, let's get weird at this point. Let's do it.
Yeah, he actually made a pretty good throw on the walk-off hit. It was just a, you know, a step behind the runner, but it was accurate and didn't move Vasquez much, and it was a pretty solid throw from left field. It wasn't super deep, But it was interesting to see him be able to make that play in his first time in the outfield. So
yeah,
and we just definitely need him to improve a bit with the bat. Game two, Red Sox won 5-2. Bobby Zalbach hit another home run. He has five. This was the home run that separated them in the sixth, gave them a 4-2 lead. They added one more in the seventh for the 5-2 win. Vince Velasquez actually pitched pretty well, five innings, seven hits, only two earned, and nine strikeouts in five innings. Chris Mazza, I mean, about as well as you could do for him. Also five innings, only two runs, one walk, and four strikeouts. That was followed by Valdez with a clean inning, Austin Bryce, who walked two, and then Walden was able to finish it off for the save. Worth noting that the Phillies did have the tying run at the plate, and the last out went all the way to the wall, so it could have been a bit more interesting. Thankfully, it wasn't. But what is your impressions of Bobby Bouncy Balls there so far with already five home runs?
Yeah, I don't know if I want to say like very impressed. I mean, I love what I'm seeing, like all of these home runs, but the strikeouts, I mean, he's only had six hits and, you know, how many of our home runs. So his line is pretty interesting. He's got, his line is 250, 314, 719 slug, which is just like,
that's pretty good.
That is pretty good. I mean, I love to see it. I just wish and hope that he can kind of cut down on the strikeouts just a little bit more to be maybe more of the more complete guy. But I love seeing all these home runs that he's hitting.
Yeah, it's certainly been a hot start. Speaking of hot starts, the last 2 weeks, JBJ is slashing .308, .400, .519 with three homers and eight RBI. You think he's back with the Red Sox next year?
I hope so. I listened to you and Jake kind of talk about this on the Red Seat podcast this week. I really hope so because I just don't think that Duran is ready for like full time center field ABs, like a full time run out there. I could totally see JBJ just going to another team so he could get full run for a couple years. But I hope that he's back. I really do. I love the dude.
Yeah, I feel like even in like this weird short season, if he finishes the last few weeks on fire like this and like brings his overall slash line up to something pretty interesting, yeah, he probably would play himself into a starting gig somewhere just because his defense is that good.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting to watch. He started off hot, had a bit of a sinkhole in the middle, and now he's hot again. So, and we know how he goes on these streaks. So it probably is going to last the last 3 weeks and get himself a nice payday.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. We will take a break, come back, and preview the series against Tampa Bay. All righty. Another four-game series against Tampa Bay. Pitching matchups for this one. Kickham versus Fleming, Ryan Weber versus Blake Snell, bullpen possibly Eovaldi making his return versus Tyler Glasnow, and then Martin Perez versus Charlie Morton. Shelley, I don't feel great about any of those.
No, I don't either. Fleming, he kind of has been, you know, pretty good. But that might be our only one. But yeah, Snell, Glasnow, Morton. Yeah, I'm scared.
Yep, that's going to be tough. Of course, Tampa Bay leading the American League by 3.5 games over the Blue Jays and 13.5 over the Red Sox. So I think we're kind of expecting not great things here. It says this yeah. is the top versus the bottom. I don't think we need to do too much digging here. I keep forgetting this. Every single episode. Who's your MVP of the series against the Phillies?
I guess Devers. I'll go with Devers.
Yeah, that's probably a good one. I was gonna kind of stretch and give it to Dahlbuck, but
Yeah, that's kind of what I was. It was either those two. But
Devers
was
pretty strong.
Yeah.
I'll agree there. All righty. I guess, what is your prediction here for this series against Tampa Bay?
I'm hoping that we win one. So I'm hoping we go 1-4.
I'm hoping the same, but I think I'm expecting a sweep.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Yeah, they're just a freight train right now.
Yeah, they're so good.
We've already seen a whole lot of the Rays and a lot of four-game series against the Rays, so I don't think we have a ton to really preview. We kind of know who they are. We know who the matchups are. We know that their offense is going to be real consistent. It is going to be a tough series, really a chance for the Rays to extend themselves here in the division, and they are only, I think, 3 games behind the Dodgers for the best record in Major League Baseball. So it's probably going to be something tough like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to be a fun weekend.
Yeah. All right, well, a quick 2-game series means it's a quick Red Sox pre-cap. We'll be with you again after this 4-game series with a 3-game set against the Marlins. So we will be with you on Monday.